The Book of Genesis, Chapter 34. And Dinah the daughter of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And Shechem the son of Hamor the Hivite, the prince of the land, saw her, and he took her and lay with her and humbled her. And his soul stuck to Dinah the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the damsel and spoke kindly to the damsel. And Shechem spoke to his father Hamor, saying, Get me this damsel as wife. Now Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah his daughter, and his sons were with his cattle in the field. And Jacob held his peace until they came. And Hamor the father of Shechem went out to Jacob to commune with him. And the sons of Jacob came in from the field when they heard it. And the men were grieved, and they were very angry, because he had wrought folly in Israel in lying with Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not to be done. And Hamor communed with them, saying, The soul of my son Shechem longs for your daughter. I pray you, give her to him as wife, and make marriages with us. Give your daughters to us, and take our daughters to you. And you will dwell with us, and the land will be before you. Dwell and trade in it, and get possessions in it. And Shechem said to her father and to her brothers, Let me find favor in your eyes, and what you will say to me, I will give. Ask me ever so much dowry and gift, and I will give according to as you will say to me. But give me the damsel as wife. And the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor his father with guile, and spoke, because he had defiled Dinah their sister, and said to them, We can't do this thing to give our sister to one who is uncircumcised, for that would be a reproach to us. Only on this condition we will consent to you. If you will be as we are, that every male of you is circumcised, then we will give our daughters to you, and we will take your daughters to us, and we will dwell with you, and we will become one people. But if you will not listen to us to be circumcised, then we will take our daughter, and we will be gone. And their words pleased Hamor, and Shechem Hamor's son. And the young man didn't defer to do the thing, because he had delight in Jacob's daughter, and he was honored above all the house of his father. And Hamor and Shechem, his son, came to the gate of their city and communed with the men of their city, saying, These men are peaceful with us. So let them dwell in the land and trade in it. For look, the land is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters to us for wives, and let us give them our daughters. Only on this condition will the men consent to us to dwell with us, to become one people, if every male among us be circumcised, as they are circumcised. Will not their cattle and their substance and all their beasts be ours? Only let us consent to them, and they will dwell with us. And to Hamor and to Shechem, his son, listened all who went out of the gate of his city, and every male was circumcised, all who went out of the gate of his city. And it came to pass on the third day, when they were in pain, that two of the sons of Jacob, Simon and Levi, Dinah's brothers, took each man his sword, and came upon the city unawares, and slew all the males. And they slew Hamor and Shechem his son with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah out of Shechem's house, and went forth. The sons of Jacob came upon the slain and plundered the city, because they had defiled their sister. They took their flocks and their herds and their donkeys, and that which was in the city, and that which was in the field, and all their wealth, and all their little ones and their wives, they captured and plundered, as well as all that was in the houses. And Jacob said to Simon and Levi, You have troubled me, to make me stink to the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites. And I being few in number, they will gather themselves together against me and strike me, and I will be destroyed, I and my house. And they said, Should he deal with our sister as with a prostitute?